element of the eternal existence, knowledge and bliss, whose...
So the Supreme Lord, who's an embodiment, whose form is an embodiment of eternal existence, knowledge and bliss. What is that?
Sat Chit Ananda.
Eternal existence, full of knowledge and full of happiness. Sat Chit Ananda. Yes, please continue.
In the whose
shark-shaped earrings are swinging to and fro, and who is beautifully shining in the divine realm of Gokula, who, due to the offense of breaking the pot of yogurt that his mother was churning into butter, and then stealing the butter that was kept hanging from a swing, that person is quickly running from the wooden grinding mortar in fear of Mother Yashoda, but who has been caught from behind by her who ran after him with greater speed. To that Supreme Lord Sri Damodara, I offer my humble obeisances. So what is the striking point? One point out of this translation.
They have mentioned that Supreme Lord. At the same time, they are mentioning that Supreme Lord. Supreme means supreme. I mean, above everybody. Then they are saying that he is frightened and he is running.
Correct. So the Supreme Lord, who controls everything, is controlled. Right? So his pastime of what offense he did, breaking and then running and creating a mess, and most importantly, being caught by she who ran after him with greater speed. Alright? So the second is, seeing the whipping stick in his mother's hand, he's crying and rubbing his eyes again and again with his two lotus hands. His eyes are filled with fear, and the necklace of pearls around his neck, which is marked with three lines like a conch shell, is shaking because of his quick breathing due to crying. See this situation? Krishna as a baby is... he's breathing and he's sobbing and he's crying and he's rubbing his eyes, and the kajal is all over and the tears are soaking his cheeks. And to that Supreme Lord, Sri Damodara, whose belly is bound not with ropes, but with his mother's pure love, I offer my humble obeisances. So what is the striking point here? It was not the ropes which bound Krishna, because the ropes can never bind Krishna, as we learnt. But what bound Krishna? Mother's pure love. Perfect. By such childhood pastimes as this, he is drowning the inhabitants of Gokula. What do you mean by inhabitants? Residents. Brajavasis, right? So by such childhood pastimes as this, he is drowning the inhabitants of Gokula in pools of ecstasy, and is revealing to those devotees who are absorbed in knowledge of his supreme majesty and opulence that he is only conquered by devotees whose pure love is imbued with intimacy and is free from all conceptions of awe and reverence. What does this point say? It's a very long sentence, but the essence is, Krishna is showing to us that he is not controlled by namaskar or opulent behavior, but he is controlled by pure love. For those who are looking at him as majestic, having a feeling of majestic opulence or awe and reverence, to such people Krishna is showing, you might try to catch me, but you cannot catch me. Because I am never purchased by your rituals, but I am purchased by your spirituals, by your spirit, by your pure love. Fourth, O Lord, although you are able to give all kinds of benedictions. So Krishna gives everything. He gives bhukti, mukti and bhakti. What is bhukti? Bhukti, enjoying in this world, happy life. What is mukti? Later happy life. And what is bhakti? Here also happy, there also happy. So Krishna gives everything. So, O Lord, although you are able to give all kinds of benedictions, I do not pray to you for the boon of impersonal liberation, nor the highest liberation of eternal life in Vaikuntha. I don't even want to go to Vaikuntha, my Lord. Why? Two reasons. One, I don't want to go to Vaikuntha saying, I want to avoid suffering here, therefore let me go there. Second, I don't want to go to Vaikuntha because there, the Lord is worshipped as the master. And I want to worship Krishna in my natural mood, in a loving form, which is present only in Vrindavan. So the aim of our life is to remember Krishna in Vrindavan, so that we love him naturally. So here the sadhu is saying that I don't want any other boon. I simply wish that this form of yours as Bal Gopal in Vrindavan may ever be manifest in my heart, for what is the use to me of any other bone besides this? What is the only thing he's asking? What do we understand here? What is the only thing the sadhu wants, the poet wants? May this form of yours as Bal Gopal be ever manifest. I don't want other things. Krishna, don't give me other things. You want, you may give. But what I desire is your this beautiful childhood form of Bal Gopal. With beautiful sweet talk, sweet walk, sweet pastimes. Let that be present in my heart. Let the impression of that be in my heart. Let me never forget you, my Lord. Aham hare tava padaika moolam dasanu daso bhavitasmi bhuya manasmaret asu pater gunante grunitava karma karaut kaya nanaka prashtam nachaparamaishtam nasarva bhaumam narasadipatyam na yoga siddhi apunar bhavam va samanjasatva virahya kankre. 6:11:24-27 Bhagavad. Vritrasur, while dying, he's praying, oh my Lord, don't give me anything to be happy in this world. If the only thing you want to give me, let me always remember you. Let me just remember you, my Lord. This is the only thing we want, na? What is our desire? To remember Krishna at the time of death. Remember. The only thing we want at the time of death is to remember Krishna. Oh Krishna, please bless me with remembering you. Let me remember you. And Krishna says, those who want to remember me, I remember them. And those who want to forget me, I forget them. Matta smriti jnanam apohanam cha vedaischa sarvairaham eva vidhi. So here the poet or the great devotee is saying, oh Krishna, don't pacify me by giving lower things. Bhukti, mukti, topmost. Let me always remember you. Smartavyam satatam Vishnu vismartavyo na jatu chit. Greatest profit in 1 second, remembering Krishna. Greatest loss in 1 second, forgetting Krishna. Fifth verse. O Lord, your lotus face, which is encircled by locks of soft black hair, tinged with red, is kissed again and again by Mother Yashoda, and your lips are reddish like the bimba fruit. May this beautiful vision of your lotus face be ever manifest in my heart. Thousands and thousands of other benedictions are of no use to me. One point. Let me just obtain you, Krishna. Aur kuch nahi chahiye. Naham vande tava charana yor dvandva madvandva heto kumbi pakam gurumapihare narakam napanetum ramya ramam mrudu tanu lata nandane napirantum bhave bhave hridaya bhavane bhavayayam bhavantam. Kulashekhar Alvar writes in Mukundamala Stotra. He says, I don't worship you, Krishna, out of fear that I may go to hell, therefore please protect me. If I have to go to hell, let me go to hell. I am not praying to you to make me Indra. I am not praying to you that give me very beautiful women, I want to enjoy them. Your nasib mein hai, whatever is destined, I am ready to take it. But the only thing, if you want to give me something, let me always remember you. Krishna Twadiya Pada Pankaja Panjarantam Adhyaiva Me Vishatu Manasa Raja Hamsa Prana Prayana Samaye Kapa Vata Pittai Kantha Varodana Vidau Smaranam Kutaste. Smaranam Kutaste. Oh Krishna, let me just remember you. And what is the benefit of remembering Krishna? Om Pavitra Apavitro Va Sarvavasta Gatopi Va Yah Smaret Pundari Kaksham Sa Bahyabhyantra Hashuchi. Whatever situation you are in, pure, impure, contaminated, uncontaminated, holy, unholy, honi, unhoni. If you simply remember Krishna, you become purified internally and externally. We take a bath, right, to purify our body. But the bath to purify our heart is remembering Krishna. Maline mochanam pumsam jalas snanam dine dine sakrit gitamrita snanam samsara malanashan. By bathing in the verses of the Bhagavad Gita, the contamination in our complete existence is removed by remembering Krishna. So therefore we have pictures, we have deities, we have worship, so that form is manifested in our heart. Very important. Roop Dhyan, very important. When you see the deity also, don't come and see from the face. Dekh liya. Oh Krishna, dhanam dehi, vittam dehi, dravinam dehi, putram dehi. Don't go with your list there. Go to absorb. feel and give Krishna. Go look at the lotus feet of Krishna. Look how he's standing. Tribanga deha sundaram nakhatyuti sudakaram amulya ratna bhushanam namami nandanandanam. Tribanga form. Nice cloth on the waist. Nice flute. Walking or playing stick. Six hold, nine hold, vamsi. Beautiful smile. Long hair. Lotus-like eyes. Sharp tilak. Sharp nose. Sweet lips. This is the form. So when you see from the lotus feet to the face, you see back and forth in such a way, if you close your eyes, you should be able to see the form with details. Are we able to? No. See again. See the lotus feet. Close your eyes and see if you can see the lotus feet of the Lord. If you can, go ahead. Open. See the next. And by the time you finish, stand in front of Gopi Vallabha, Gopinath, for 20 minutes, 30 minutes and see the form. What you carry back from the temple is the impression of the deity. You went to the temple, what did you come back with? You drive all the way to go up to Boston to meet Krishna, and then what do you come back with? One halwa, one peda? Okay, it's prasad, but what substantial have you got with you? When you come back, the form should be there. If you don't remember the form, what did you go? What did you get? And those who remember Krishna are the dearest devotees to the Lord. You might chant so many mantras and so many yajnas and this puja, that puja, but you're not breathing in, you're not absorbing the form of Shri Krishna. Dekho. Not with your eyes, but with your bhava, with your consciousness. Drink this form. Pots and pots. You should take the pot of your heart and drink this form of Krishna again and again. Very beautiful. All those who remember Krishna, Srimati Radharani, Gaur Nitai, Krishna Balram are always peaceful. Always. That form never leaves your heart and you never stop. That is true meditation. People say meditate karo. What they know about meditation? Seeing the end of the flame. Seeing somebody's shoes. This is not meditation. Samadhi. True samadhi means remembering Shri Krishna. Yoginam api sarvesham madgatenantaratmana. Yoginam api sarvesham. Of all the yogis, those who remember me, Krishna says. Shraddhavan bhajate yo mam same yukta tamo mata. 647 Bhagavad Gita. Those who remember me are the topmost. Please remember. Antakale cha mam eva smaran muktva kalevaram saprayati samadbhavam yati nastyatra samshaya. 8586 Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, those who remember me at the time of death, they come back to me. And those who don't remember me at the time of death, I remember them, Krishna says. If you practice remembering Krishna throughout your life and still you're not able to remember Krishna at the time of death, Krishna gives you grace marks and he remembers you. Vatadi yadi doshena madbhakta mam nachas smaret aham smarami madbhakto nayamam paramam gatim. You practice chanting the holy name and remembering Shri Krishna. When you chant Hare Krishna also, the mind will not go here and there if you remember the form of the Supreme Lord. You should know for whom you're chanting. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. And the mind talks about your appointment and your loans and your assignments and your India trip. Talking about the self. But if you remember Krishna, you know whom you're chanting for. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Oh Supreme Lord, you're standing in front of me, in my consciousness. How can I serve you? This is Naam Bhajan. You hear Katha also so that you fall in love with that personality. Very beautiful. Try doing this. Try remembering Shri Krishna. So we have these deities, we are having these pictures so that we have that imprint. So he says, let me remember you. Sixth, O Supreme Godhead, I offer my obeisances unto you. O Damodar, O Ananta, O Vishnu, O Master, O my Lord, be pleased upon me. By showering your glance of mercy upon me, deliver this poor, ignorant fool who is immersed in an ocean of worldly sorrows and become visible to my eyes. Our daily affair. वी आर इमर्स इन वर्ल्डली सोरोस. इसने ये बोला, उसने वो बोला, ही थिंक्स दैट अबाउट मी, शी स्पीक्स दैट अबाउट मी. शी शुडंट से लाइक दिस, ही शुडंट डू लाइक दिस. वी आर द वन टू डिसाइड हु विल डू वॉट वेयर. यूनिवर्सल जज. So we are immersed in all this and no happiness. So he says, please appear before me. If I see you, I'll be happy. Now very important. Look at this. Connecting to the second half of the story we narrated. O Lord Damodar, just as the two sons of Kuvera, Manigriva and Nala Kuvera were delivered from the curse of Narada and made into great devotees by you in your form as a baby tied with rope to a wooden grinding motor, in the same way, please give to me your own Prema Bhakti. I only long for this and I have no desire for any kind of liberation. Barambar. Says just like the two trees, the Yamalarjuna trees, who are actually Manigriva and Nala Kuvera, the sons of Kuvera, they were delivered by you, please deliver me also. Vrikshon ka uddhar ho raha hai, mera kab karoge? You have delivered the trees, now when will you deliver me? And finally the last, we all can chant together or we can read this together. O Lord Damodar, I first of all offer my obeisances to the brilliantly effulgent rope which binds your belly. I then offer my obeisances to your belly, which is the abode of the entire universe. I humbly bow down to your most beloved Srimati Radharani, and I offer all obeisances to you, the Supreme Lord who displays unlimited pastimes. Mazaya? This is Damodar Leela. Of course, I'm really sorry, I just scratched on the surface. This whole pastime, we are having a 4-day seminar in Boston Temple, November 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th. It's a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday in the evening from 7:30 to 8. I'll be speaking this whole Leela from the scripture with many twists and turns which I didn't cover here. On purpose so that somebody wants to come can come and attend. So thank you so much for coming in and taking part in this Harikatha in the month of Kartik. Those who here get benefited because of you all, those who speak or serve get benefited. So now we'll sing the Sanskrit of this there and offer ghee lamps, offer the love that we have in our heart to Damodar through the burning of these ghee lamps. Shri Shri Radha Damodar ki
Jai.
Shri Shri Yashoda Damodar ki
Jai.
Kartik Mas Maha Mahotsav ki
Jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki
Jai.
Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Om.